while back. A decision had to be reached soon. My body disguise was good, but not that good. It wasn't intended to stand up to long inspection. Only the fact that Angelina was undoubtedly sure that she had killed me had prevented her from recognizing my real identity so far. I had certainly recognized her easily enough, facial changes and all. Just at this point, the bottom dropped out of everything. There is a little process called selective forgetting, whereby we suppress and distort memories we find distasteful. My disguise hadn't been meant to stand inspection this long. Originally, I had been sure she would have penetrated it by now. With this realization came the memory of what I had said the night before, a wickedly revealing statement that I had pushed back and forgotten until now. "You're none of these things out of the past," I had shouted. "None of these things, Angelina." I had bellowed this, and there had been no protest from her. Except that she no longer used the name Angelina. She used the alias Angela here. When I turned to face her, my guilty thoughts must have been scrawled all over my face. But she only gave me that enigmatic smile and said nothing. At least she had stopped combing her hair. "You know I'm not Grav Bent Deepstall," I said with an effort. "How long have you known?"
"For quite a while. Since soon after you came here, in fact."
"Do you know who I am?
I have no idea what your real name is, if that's what you mean. But I do remember how angry I was when you tricked me out of the battleship after all my work. And I recall the intense satisfaction with which I shot you in Freiberbad. Can you tell me your name now?"
"Jim," I said, through the haze I was rooted in. "James DeGriz, known as Slippery Jim to the trade. How nice. My name is really Angela. I think it was done as a horrid joke by my father, which is one of the reasons I enjoyed seeing him die." "Why haven't you killed me?" I asked, having a fairly good idea of how father had passed on.
"Why should I, darling?" she asked, and her light, empty tone was gone. "We've both made mistakes in the past, and it has taken us a dreadfully long time to find out that we are just alike. I might as well ask you why you haven't arrested me. That's what you started out to do, isn't it?"
"It was, but
what?" "You must have come here with that idea in mind, but you were fighting an awful battle with yourself. That's why I hid the fact that I knew who you really were. You were growing up, getting over whatever idiotic notions ever involved you with the police in the first place. I had no idea how the whole thing would come out, though I did hope. You see, I didn't want to kill you, not unless I had to. I knew you loved me. That was obvious from the beginning. It was different from the feeble animal passion of all those male brutes who have told me that they love me. They loved a malleable case of flesh. You love me for everything that I am, because we are both the same."
"We are not the same," I insisted. But there was no conviction in my voice. She only smiled. "You kill and enjoy killing. That's our basic difference. Don't you see that?"
"Nonsense." She dismissed the idea with an airy wave. "You killed last night. Rather a good job, too. And I didn't notice any reluctance on your part. In fact, wasn't there a certain amount of enthusiasm? I don't know why, but I felt as if a noose was tightening around my neck. Everything she said was wrong, but I couldn't see where it was wrong. Where was the way out? The solution that would solve everything?
"Let's leave Freiber," I said at last. "Get away from this monstrous and unnecessary rebellion. There will be deaths and killing, and no need for them."
"We'll go, if we go someplace where we can do just as well," Angela said, and there was a hardness back in her voice.